This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Asking the questions that matter, like, what was the best episode of King of the Hill? Was it the one where they went to New Orleans? 877-881-1053. Can we stop, at least for now, the discussion of Aaron Rodgers being a top five quarterback of all time? Now.
You have to. Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, top five. Like, he's not the GOAT.
And
right?
I'm saying he's not in the top five. And here's why. All right.
I think Brett Favre is still ahead of him at this point.
Ooh, wow. that is interesting.
I don't think he's the greatest Green Bay quarterback of all time.
Okay, and now we're going to start sliding him towards the back of the top 10, and I'm curious if some people don't have him in there. Here's why I wanted to bring this up. And I know that I get labeled as a hater, and I definitely understand the reason why, but just hear me out for a second in that. Quarterbacks, fair or unfair, get judged by the win metric and the success in the playoffs. And if it weren't for Aaron Rodgers' run as a wild card team to the Super Bowl here in the Metroplex, his entire career would be punctuated by, yeah, but why did you never win the Super Bowl? It sure is a good thing that they beat the Steelers, I believe, because otherwise that's the only Super Bowl he's ever been in. People talk about him being the most talented passer of all time. People say, oh, it's not his fault. It's not this. It's not that. Yes, it is. All right. It's his fault to a certain extent. And here is the argument I would like to present to you. And if you guys want to throw out who your best five quarterbacks are, I'll certainly listen to that. Aaron Rodgers has been in five NFC championship games. He is 1-4 in those games with 9 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. In those games that his team has lost, so he won the first one. In the ensuing 4 games in the NFC championship, his teams have scored 22 points, which is fine, but not world beating or anything, and lost by an average of 13 points. So he has lost these games, and in some cases lost them decisively with mediocre offensive efforts. I'm not saying that any downfall in his career belongs to him, but if you're going off of the wins as a quarterback stat, which so many people judge off of, like, nobody thinks Tom Brady is the best just because he's the best in a vacuum. It's because his teams win when it matters, and they make it to the Super Bowl, and they win the Super Bowl. Same thing with Joe Montana. Like, there's a reason that people will say Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Johnny Unitas, whoever else, as opposed to Dan Marino. And I think now Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is the contemporary version of Dan Marino.
I think what hurts him is he was the favorite yesterday. You were supposed to win that game. You were at home, and I get it. Home field isn't home field this year. But you were considered, by all the odds makers, the better team. And you lost. And so because of that, I just think I'm not like ranking him way down. He's a 100% Hall of Famer. Great quarterback, but when I think a top five and borderline top 10, I just have to go with guys that have won more MVP, so had better seasons than he has had. Because does he have one MVP in his career? Am I correct?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers is now about to have three.
He's about to have three. Okay, so that puts him at Brett Favre, right? Because Brett Favre won 3 in a row. So I know that. I know Favre won 3 in a row in the 90s.
Okay.
So maybe he's right there with Favre, but Favre did play in another Super Bowl.
Yep.
So Favre had to win one more game of these important games. So because of that, I do. Is it fair? No, it's not fair. And I know Choppy and Kavanaugh hate it, but it's reality. Everything is based off of, most of it, I say, not everything. Most of it is based off of, for the greatest quarterbacks of all time, How did you do in the championship games? And if you are doing what Aaron Rodgers is doing, you cannot be ranked over Brady, Montana, you know, for me, Peyton Manning, Elway, and Unitas, because Unitas was considered the greatest quarterback of all time until Montana. And so I just am not going to – I get the era, I get the stats and all that stuff, but I will still have Unitas since he became the first ever greatest quarterback of all time. I will still have him fifth overall on my rankings.
Yeah. Mike, you say how you play in the championship games, but that's when it's all – like, it's bigger. A lot of people – and I was listening to Troy and Joe Buck discuss this. The pressure is actually bigger in the championship game than it is the Super Bowl. Because the Super Bowl, you made it to the Super Bowl. Like, you're there. You are in the Super Bowl, the biggest game. But the NFC championship game, you have to get over that hump. And a lot of times, and Troy was talking about, well, I mean, just think back. Whenever we were in those games, we were playing against San Francisco. And it was most likely one of those two teams was going to win the Super Bowl. This year, we had four really quality teams in the championship games, despite Buffalo's performance against Kansas City. But the pressure is higher in these moments of these games. I do wonder, though, all right, say Aaron Rodgers gets back next year and does it again. Does that completely alter? And he goes to the Super Bowl, loses the Super Bowl. Does that alter everything again? I mean, he made it past that champion, the championship game. Does that change anything for anybody?
I don't think so, because I would wonder there. I mean, that is definitely a relevant question, but I would wonder, like, how does that stack up against, like, the Elways of the world who made five Super Bowls and won two? I would wonder how that stacks up against, like, Staubach and or. You know, if that was
Breeze,
or Breeze is.
I mean, Breeze only has one. I get it, but I mean, I don't know. Is Aaron Rodgers going to beat all the stats that he has? I don't. Except Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. But I think when we're talking, I think it's a great question by Kevin. When we're talking top five, if you're going to try to take out a guy like Unitas or a guy like, you know, at least my, let's say, bottom three of the top five, Unitas, Elway, and Peyton Manning, he's probably got to win two more Super Bowls in his career for me to say I'll knock one of those guys out for him.
And so
I'm saying win.
A couple of people have brought up Troy Aikman. So here's the issue that comes up with Troy Aikman. I think Troy Aikman is awesome and damn sure a Hall of Famer.
But before you say a word, he could have been a better passer, Kevin, if he had just not had Emmitt Smith on his team.
I'm not going to fault him for how he played the game. I'm gonna say he's missing an important metric that Drew Brees is also missing when most people determine best quarterbacks of all time. So I'll throw out the four names that I think a lot of reasonable people would feel comfortable with saying those are the top four quarterbacks. Peyton Manning won multiple Super Bowls, won five MVPs. Johnny Unitas, three championships, because remember he played before the Super Bowl, and three MVPs. Tom Brady, three MVPs, six championships. Joe Montana, two MVPs, four championships. So not only do every one of those players have multiple championships, they have multiple MVPs. So when people say quarterback or win-loss is not a quarterback statistic, I'm telling you, greatness is still judged by that fairly or unfairly. And if that is the standard that we're – if that's not the standard we're using, sure, go ahead right now. Let's end it all. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and Dan Marino. Those are the best three quarterbacks of all time. And that's not the standard by which people have judged it over the years, and I don't think that standard is going to change. Again, what did you see in every single...
People like you aren't willing to change it, Kevin.
Well, look, I'm willing to change it because then I could get rid of the person I hate talking about. But every single headline you saw last night, how many did you see that said Bucks make it to the Super Bowl? No. They all said Brady, Bucks make it to the Super Bowl, because that is how this game is played. And if that's how this game is played, Aaron Rodgers is not a qualified contestant.
I think there's so much that goes into this. Stats is one thing. And stats in baseball, this is why stats are so much more important in baseball. It's a one-on-one situation, and because you accumulate so many at-bats or so many games pitched and all this stuff, it's easier to tell. But in a football game, there can be, like for Tom Brady, did Tom Brady have his best game ever yesterday? No, not even anywhere close.
In fact, but, fun fact, he is 3-1 in playoff games where he's thrown three interceptions.
Wow. But those interceptions didn't crush you. And I think for the most part, now the one over the middle, you know, he was probably like, damn it, that was one that we should have the ball at the 5-yard line if I make a better pass. But the one where he was getting pressured and he thought he was going to get smoked and then he just threw it up for grabs, he was like, it's kind of like a punt. You know, there are certain things that I think Tom Brady gets no credit for if you're not really understanding the game of football. And I think it's very tough. This is, and look, I'm going to sound like an old man here. I think it's very tough if you grew up in the fantasy football era of football, because it's tough for you to see the game as in, that's okay, that's a good sack. That's okay, that's a good throwaway. That's okay. It's not. I'm not saying good interception, but I understand the risk reward in that situation. Those all hurt your QBR. Those all hurt your fantasy stats. And you look for the guys that throw for 350 yards and 3 or 4 touchdowns. And I get it. Those are awesome. And those do usually lead to quite a few wins. But I think the managing of a game, the way that Tom Brady manages a game for the most part, and he was not his best yesterday, but the way that he managed that game and managed that lead, and the way that I know, hey, did Green Bay make a major mistake at the end of half? They did. Was Tom Brady ready to take advantage of a possible mistake and assume something? He was, and threw a perfect pass to a number 4 wide receiver that you couldn't drop. And so I just think that there's a lot that goes into besides the stats, because the stats just don't tell everything in football, and that's why they're not as important.
Well, the one thing I would counter there is just the idea that Tom Brady's interceptions didn't crush you. And you're right, they didn't. But that's not anything because of Tom Brady. That's because your defense went out and made some incredible stops within a great game plan by Todd Bowles. But one thing to go back, because as you were listing a lot of the names of the quarterbacks that we would consider very highly, and of course, stats matter, winning matters to an extent. But one thing that I constantly thought of as you mentioned names was the head coaches that paired with them. And this brings it back local, because you're dealing with Mike McCarthy, who had Aaron Rodgers for a good amount of time. Does he compare with some of those coaches that you would look at with some of those other quarterbacks and they're winning?
I think you would immediately throw Peyton Manning out there and say, who are the all-time great head coaches that were leading him along the way?
And that's fair, but I think that might be more the exception than the rule.
But to your point then, all right, some of the names that we threw out: Tom Brady, obviously inexplicably linked with Belichick; Joe Montana, linked with, you know, Bill Walsh; Roger Staubach, linked with Tom Landry. So that is an interesting point. I wonder if Brett Favre would make the same argument about, hey, what about me? Do I have an all-time great head coach, or did I have a coach that people thought, yeah, he's good?
You know, the interesting thing here too, just because I love Tom Brady, is Montana had Rice and Manning had Harrison for a lot of his career, and Reggie Wayne. And Reggie Wayne isn't in the Hall of Fame yet, or he's a borderline Hall of Famer, right? But Marvin Harrison is you look at a guy like my guy Troy Aikman. He did have Michael Irvin, a great wide receiver. And you just kind of look at these, and Unitas had Raymond Berry, who's considered, you know, of his time, the greatest wide receiver of his time. And so what's interesting to me about Tom Brady too in this, and I do like his wide receiver core at Tampa Bay for him being 43 years old, is besides that little stint of Randy Moss, he never had like Jerry Rice, Michael Irvin, Marvin Harrison. I don't know. I don't know if he had the dominant wide receiver where you got to have that connection for 10 years with your favorite wide receiver.
I will tell you why I disagree with that. First of all, Joe Montana won 2 Super Bowls before Jerry Rice even came around. But for Tom Brady, they're not the same. But who's going to go down as maybe the greatest tight end of all time? He played for
Jason
Tom
Witten.
Brady. Who's going to go down as maybe the greatest, at least for now, slot receiver of all time? He also played for Tom Brady. So while you don't
Tom Brady made him, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's always what it is. I get it.
Texas Tech.
But I would argue that while not prototypically the same, he will have a Hall of Fame slot receiver and a Hall of Fame tight end to go along with him. So I do think that's okay. Something that people discount too quick. It's not the same. It is different. But as you evolve in football, and a receiving target is a receiving target, like Travis Kelce might not be a quote-unquote number one wide receiver, but he damn sure does feel like it when he's out there. So
I hear you.
I think a little bit needs to be thrown
into
that.
While this offseason, like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were out there getting Gronkowski and Fournette and Antonio Brown, and what they added, Tristan Wirfs to their offensive line. Like, while the Buccaneers did that, the Green Bay Packers got Aaron Rodgers' replacement in the draft.
Right.
And
maybe.
added nobody else to what he had. They brought back pretty much the same team they had when they lost the NFC Championship last year.
Kevin,
that's why Aaron Rodgers is calling out his front office and saying they need to change their approach.
People are taking umbrage with your Tony Dungy erasure.
Okay.
In your face.
It's not an erasure, but, like, honestly, what are we doing here? Like, Tony Dungy will not go down as the all-time great coach like some of those we listed. Tony Dungy is a good coach. He's a really good coach. But I think there's a difference in levels that we're talking about right here. I really do. And for Aaron Rodgers, the thing that I will think about from yesterday's game, and I know he said it was not his decision and everything like that, they got the ball three different times where if he takes the team down the field and scores a touchdown, they win or tie the game. Three times. Unsuccessful. So, like, at some point, you do have to say, you did get the ball in your hand with the game on the line, and you couldn't get the job done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.